Just one halakha from the Shulchan Aruch in El Chutz Yisit, Siman Yud Zayin Halakha Bet. There Shulchan Aruch clearly writes that ladies are exempt from the mitzvah of Sisit. Talit Katan, Talit Gadol, they're exempt for a good reason. It's a mitzvah aseh shazman geramah. It's a mitzvah aseh positive commandment that's bound by time. Since Laila loves man Sisit, the night time is not as man of Sisit. So therefore it's bound by time. Ladies are exempt. However, Shulchan Aruch says if they want to wear a talet or a talet katan, they can, but they should not make a beracha like our tradition. And any time there's a lady fulfilling a mitzvah ta'aseh shazman geramah, they cannot make a beracha. It's important to look at what the Ramah says, however. The Ramah on that halakha, first he says, well, according to the minhag of the Ashkenazim, if they want to make a beracha, they can even make a beracha. Just like the ladies of the Ashkenazim make a beracha on lulav, and they make a beracha on sukkah. So he says, huadim, they can make a beracha on talet if they choose to wear it. That's following the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. However, then he comes along and says that, but today, that any lady that puts on a talet, it's considered yuhara. Yuhara is considered ge'ut, it's considered arrogance. Now, why is it considered arrogance? For good reason. Because, why isn't it, put it this way, why isn't it arrogant if a lady sits in a sukkah? She's exempt from that as well. Why isn't it arrogant if a lady shakes a lulav? She's exempt from that as well. But when it comes to the mitzvah of sisit, the Ramah writes, yuhara. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives a nice understanding to it. He explains that the mitzvah of sukkah, for example, men are clearly obligated. So if a lady wants to do something that's obligation for a man, it's okay for her to do it, let's say, without a beracha. Lulav, the man is obligated. So if she wants to be mahmir on herself to do it, fine. But sisit, even the man is not obligated. A man is only obligated on sisit if he has a four-cornered garment. So now for a lady to go do a mitzvah that even by a man is not a total obligation to go out of your way to buy a four-cornered garment, that's already, you know, yuhara, that's already arrogant. More so, she could be running herself into a problem. Because the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel on the pasuk that says that a lady is not allowed to wear the clothes of a man, he says that a lady is not allowed to wear sisit. Because he learned that that is considered beged ish. So therefore it could be she's oved isur deoraita, at least according to the shita of Yonatan ben Uziel. Whereas if you sit in the sukkah, there's no isur in it. There's no isur to shake a lulav. But could be there's an isur to put on a talit because it's considered a garment of a man. The third and probably the most important reason is the message that it sends when a lady today would put on a talit. This is the behavior of the reform and the conservative. And therefore, we must do everything in our ability not to show any affiliation, whether it's through behavior or through dress, to the these movements over here. Right away, if a lady would walk in, even to an Orthodox synagogue, and she's wearing a talet, right away you think, oh, this is a conservative, this is a reform. So therefore, in a case where our generation, these things are prevalent in other groups, we must keep away. Hanhek min ha-ki'ur u-min ha-domelo. If any lady today that puts on a talet, it's questionable. Where are you getting that from? Especially our grandmothers didn't do it, and our great-grandmothers didn't do it. And although you'll bring me a proof from the Gemara that Michal Bat Shaul did it, well, all Michal Bat Shaul says is that she wore tefillin. It doesn't say actually she wore talet, so which is for a different discussion. But nonetheless, while again, Shulchan Aruch says if the ladies want to wear it, they don't make a beracha. Today, the later poskim say, including Akam of Adya, that today, since the symbol is a wrong symbol, therefore the ladies should refrain from wearing it. Bichlal, it goes without saying, according to the Benu Ari, there is no place for a lady to wear a talit. Bichlal, according to the Tikkunim as well.